Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for our scripture readings, which remind us that you and your kindness want to empower us and give us authority over the forces of oppression in our lives. And so we just pray that we be attentive to this gift and be always operating under the dynamic anointing of your Holy Spirit as we continue the mission of the church. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Good morning. Today at the Spanish Mass, one of the altar servers, I don't know if he didn't think I took a shower or something, but he stood like 8 feet away for the opening prayer. I said, I'm not Superman, I can't read that far away. It's kind of funny. I go, come closer, please. I'm old, old eyes. Today we have a wonderful set of readings to work with, and for the people of Israel, their journey was very much physical and spiritual, because they were looking for a safe place to live and to be the people of God. And of course, we know that took many years. It was not overnight, like flying from here to New York or something. It was a long, arduous journey. But even in their problems and difficulties they faced in the desert, they began to learn about the faithfulness of God, that he doesn't abandon us. And Jesus certainly reassures us this morning with the reading in the gospel that when people don't follow God and they're lost, he feels pity for them because he doesn't want them to live their life that way in a spirit of fear of being oppressed by the enemy. For us, you know, we also are kind of looking for a safe place to live with all the crime and things going on and the shootings and everything. It's a little different. We're not on a journey going from one place to the other, but we're looking for a place of peace and also the peace that surpasses all understanding in our hearts. And if we look around the world today, and I've certainly seen this since I've returned from the Holy Land, there's just a real horrible spirit of oppression going on. Since I've returned, I've had to deal with suicides. Somebody wanted me to be part of an assisted suicide, which I said, no, I can't participate in that. I'm sorry, we don't believe in that. A 16-year-old shooting and killing a 20-year-old, cancer, just all kinds of things that just show how the enemy is oppressing people and how we moved away from God and we don't really have a very peaceful society. And then last night was kind of the clincher. So we celebrated confirmation last night with 31 of our young people. Archbishop Aitken came. He was very kind and gracious, very tired. He hadn't slept for like 22 hours. He was at the Bishop's Conference in Orlando and came back and flying, and he was pretty tired. But he did a wonderful job as best he could and gave a great homily. And during the homily, I closed my eyes and was doing a little spiritual multitasking. And the Lord just reminded me of what a transformational year my junior in high school was when I got confirmed. Because that's when I really woke up to my faith and I made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ and invited him into my heart and just realized that my parents can only take me so far, but I need to decide to make this decision and ask the Lord, what do you want me to do for you? And I told you before, I was like 98.9% sure at the end of that year that I think I'm going to be a Catholic priest. It just took a little more discernment and time that it happened. And I just remember feeling so much more peace and joy in my life as I realized that God had a destiny and a purpose for me and that I had a sense of direction. And it started with a really bad thing when my aunt died, and he just opened the door and just came into my world and pulled me out of all that mire, that depression and sadness, and it was just an amazing year. And then I made the mistake of opening my eyes and looking out at the confirmation candidates. Not a single one of them was smiling. They all were like this. And just a wall of oppression and depression. And then when it came time to be confirmed, you know, they stood away from there. Please come closer, I can't hear you. And you know, in the right, you know, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. They say their name. And then, peace be with you, and it's very simple, and with your spirit, right? Half of them walked off without saying that, so the Archbishop did it for them. One young lady had it written on her hand, and with your spirit, okay? But just so little energy and enthusiasm, I thought, what a missed opportunity. And again, a spirit of oppression has come into our young people. I heard their confessions Tuesday before. It's a different generation than when I grew up. I mean, they have so much stuff in their lives, and the social media is just having such a negative impact on them. Suicides and things, and many had not been to confession since their first communion. And so, you know, there's no one in their life really lovingly guiding them and to be formed in their faith and to understand the depths of God's love. And I kept repeating Jeremiah 29:11, God has a plan for you, a future filled with hope. I don't think they get that yet. And I hope something's going to happen in their life like it did for me my junior year, where they open up and truly receive the Holy Spirit. But it was a missed opportunity last night. I was even thinking, if I invited a friend that wasn't Catholic or Christian, hey, come see what we celebrate. You know, the Bible says that where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. I believe that. I've experienced it. And that the kingdom of God is not a matter of food and drink, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And I was thinking, if somebody watched what happened last night, would they go away thinking, yeah, that's true? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. So we just need to really pray that God breaks the spirit of oppression, the lack of joy that's so prevalent in our society, but even in our church. No wonder people aren't being attracted to the Catholic Church. And we could be like the Israelites and blame Moses. It's Moses' fault. Why did you drag us out here? The Lord is saying, you look into your own heart. Do you have the fire of the Holy Spirit in your heart? Are you a dedicated follower of Jesus Christ? Have you opened the door of your heart and invited him in? But instead, a lot of people just want to blame other people and do nothing. And I guarantee you, when people are on their phones, I doubt they're reading the Catechism or the Bible. They're playing games and not doing things that are good for their soul. And you can just see the fruits of that. Those young people, they're so unhappy, you know? And so I have good news, though. This isn't the end. We can always change and return to the Lord. But it starts with each one of us. Lord, help me to be a better disciple. I was thinking today, Isaiah 61, I will give you a glorious mantle in place of a listless spirit. And I had to look up listless because we don't really use that word a lot. A lack of energy or enthusiasm. That's it. A lack of energy or enthusiasm. And in theos, that's the word that we get enthusiasm from, means in God. So without God, we're not going to have, we can't build a just society. And people are just moving further and further away. You just see the destructive fruits. And even my nephew came down from Vancouver. The family was visiting, which added to the wonderful chaos of the weekend. Just good chaos, I have to admit. And he brought his girlfriend from Milan down. And he couldn't believe as he drove through Seattle, the graffiti and just how bad it is now. My aunt used to live on Magnolia in the 50s. She would be so embarrassed to return to that city right now and see what's happened. We can turn it around with God. We have good news to share with people. Be reconciled with God and Jesus Christ. That was one of the points the Archbishop made, that the more you're incorporated in Christ and the more you share in his power and authority and joy, that you have to make that decision yourself. Your parents can't do it for you. You can't just go through the motions. You have to decide on the level of your heart, I want to invite him in. I want that joy. I want it now. I need it. Amen? Amen. Let's pray for it. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that you're still working with us and you hold a hand of salvation to us through your Son. And you promised us in the Acts of the Apostles in the last days you would lavish your Holy Spirit upon your children. We need this gift desperately as we see the destructive effects of the enemy taking people's lives, destroying them, people not being reconciled with one another, family members not talking to one another. We see so many signs that we're not walking with you. So please change our hearts and help us to believe in your goodness, that we are indeed children of God, and to never fall into despair, because at any moment you can just throw down grace upon grace and we can see transformation. But it begins with us, so we just want to invite you into our heart and ask you to help us walk with you and to share our faith with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.